Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, the 4th of October, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. The International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, has said that its chief, Rafael Grossi, will travel to Kyiv and Moscow this week to discuss ways to protect the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in the south of Ukraine. According to statements released by IAEA, the visits are part of ongoing efforts aimed at agreeing and implementing a nuclear safety and security zone around the ZNPPE as soon as possible. The agency also said it had received information about the detention of Ihor Murashov, director general of Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, a situation Grossi warned would be detrimental to nuclear safety and security. The IAEA director general also expressed concerns about potential landmine explosions after experts at the ZNPPE reported explosions in the vicinity of the plant. In a televised news conference yesterday, Polish Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau signed a formal diplomatic note to demand reparations for World War II from Germany. The formal note was addressed to the German government and sent to Berlin ahead of today's scheduled visit by German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock. Rau said that the document reflects the Polish Foreign Minister's conviction that parties should take steps without delay to regulate legally and materially, in a lasting, comprehensive, and final manner, the consequences of German aggression and occupation. Issues to be regulated include payment for material and non-material damages, compensation to victims and their family members, restitution and reclamation of looted Polish cultural assets, and commemoration of Polish victims. Many of the items in the note arose from the findings of the report on losses suffered by Poland as a result of German aggression and occupation during World War II, published on September 1st, which estimated Poland's World War II losses caused by German aggression at 1.3 trillion euro. Access to parts of Gdańsk Bay and areas of Gdynia will be closed off this week to neutralize some 3,500 kilos of unexploded World War II ordnance found in the port of Gdynia. In the coming days, specialists from the 8th Coastal Defense Flotilla and the Mining Divers Group of the 13th Minesweeper Squadron will neutralize two nearly 1,000-kilo sea mines lying on the approach to the port in Gdynia and three air bombs weighing about 1,500 kilos located inside the port. One object will be destroyed each day, with bombs being removed first and mine destruction planned in the following days. The end of the entire operation is scheduled for Monday, October 10th. During this time, safety areas have been established in the port of Gdynia, the naval port, and Pegazestochnia Voyennana. It is strictly forbidden to be in the open in these areas, including streets, sidewalks, terraces, and balconies, with area residents asked to stay away from windows or other glass surfaces during the operation. As for the Bay of Gdańsk, it is forbidden to enter the water from Babia Dołe in Gdynia to Gdańsk Westerplatte from the shoreline up to 11 kilometers into the sea. The ban also applies to sailing and sunbathing. The Polish women's volleyball team will face defending world champion Serbia tonight as phase two of the 5B Women's World Volleyball Championships begins in Łódź. Poland finished in fourth place in Pool B of phase one after a disappointing 3-2 loss to Turkey last week and is currently ranked sixth in Pool F of phase two. Poland is set to face Serbia at 8:30 p.m. tonight and the United States Wednesday night at the same time.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool, with very little chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will peak at a high of 15 degrees centigrade, or 59 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 10 degrees centigrade, or 50 degrees Fahrenheit, overnight. Slightly cloudy but warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for more sunshine later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.